Folks, I'm just coming from a funeral service in the Salvation Army Hall in East Belfast, and I have to say it was a real, real blessing. Some of the old hymns that they sang just really tug at the heartstrings, especially the closing hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." I didn't know the lady that had passed away, but I do know that she was a believer, and that makes all the difference at a funeral service. And the speaker today opened the Word of God and brought us to consider the 23rd Psalm and finished on a real high note, speaking about the cross work of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And then the closing hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." And it never seems to matter how many times I think about that hymn or sing that hymn at a funeral service or a Thanksgiving service or a gospel meeting or a church service. There's just something about those words that always tug at the heartstrings of the child of God. "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." I've read a little bit about the life and ministry of General William Booth and some of his successors, men like Samuel Logan Brengle, and always been challenged by his evangelistic fervour, his burden for the lost, and of course the motto of the Salvation Army on their crest, "Blood and Fire." Blood and fire. And just looking at the order of service here, you've got the crown, and you've got the cross, and you've got the sword. The sword represents the Word of God. The cross, work of Christ, of course, central to the Word of God, central to the gospel message, central to the Christian faith. And then the great crown. And the Word of God says there's coming a day whenever we will cast our crowns down at the Saviour's feet. But those words, blood and fire, are so, so important. The blood reminds us of the cost of our salvation. On that cruel cross, 2,000 years ago, the Prince of Glory died. And in doing so, he took our guilt and our sin and our shame and our punishment and shed his precious blood. And that blood is the cost of our forgiveness. That blood is the price of our redemption. That blood is the currency whereby the Son of God has redeemed us unto himself and reconciled us to God. The Bible says that the Christian is redeemed by blood and cleansed by precious blood, and we have also access to the holy place, access to the holiest, to the throne of God in prayer through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture says that the Christian has an enemy. That enemy is the devil. But we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. Is it any wonder, therefore, that the Apostle Peter spoke about the precious blood of Christ? Were it not for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there could be no forgiveness, no redemption, no salvation, no reconciliation, because it's when God sees the blood that he passes over. It's the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Blood. I wonder today, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And then fire. Blood and fire. And fire represents in this context the Holy Spirit. And those that are saved have the privilege of being indwelt by the Spirit of God. But we also have the responsibility to be infilled with the Spirit of God. Just like that early church there in the upper room in the day of Pentecost, whenever they were gathered together with one accord, seeking the face of God in prayer. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire. John the Baptist said concerning the Saviour, "He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And oh, today that those who have been redeemed by the blood might know what it is to be empowered by the Spirit of God. May the Spirit of God fully possess that which the blood of Jesus Christ has purchased, And may we experience today what it is to know the cleansing of the precious blood, access to the throne of God through the blood, and also the infilling of the Spirit of the living God. Blood and fire. William Booth was a great man, and he had many great statements. He once said that he would rather not live so much within the sound of church or chapel bell, but help me run a rescue shop within a yard of hell. He says the greatness of a man's power is the measure of his surrender. And then one of his great hymns, Thou Christ of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire, send the fire. Thy blood-bought gift today we claim, send the fire, send the fire. To burn up every trace of sin, to bring the light and glory in, the revolution now begin, send the fire, send the fire. May God send the fire today and fill us with the Spirit of the living God. Friends, thank you for listening. God bless you. And may you know the cleansing power of the blood and the fire of God's Spirit to empower you to live the Christian life. See you next time, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.